Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Winihana. Hallelujah. Amen. God is in charge. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank Reverend Bembel, wherever he is, for this opportunity to minister unto us all. Thanks, Catechist, and the session. I really appreciate it. JY. Y. YPG. U. Wow. U. Amen. Shall we all rise, please?
Was sorry a fruit, oh, your ram, oh, your ram, koto jenina. Sorry.
Give you honor, we give you praise, we bless your name. We pray, oh God, that the heavens be open unto us and let your blessing fall upon us. Father, reveal mysteries unto us. Let us get your mind into our minds. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as your word comes, oh God, let the sick be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the bound be released in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let anyone in shackles be released in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your word be the only one that stands in the name of the Lord Jesus. We arrest evil spirits, foul spirits, witchcraft spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. That only your counsel stands in the name of the Lord Jesus. May heavens be open. Release your angels to give gifts unto your children. We are attentive to listen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Shall we be seated? Today our theme is equipping the saints for ministry. Equipping the saints for ministry. When you talk about to equip means to prepare someone with tools that are necessary for a particular purpose. To prepare. And the word saint is from the Greek word hagios. It's the same word that is used for holy. So to be a saint is someone who is a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Ministry means to serve or service. So you are preparing the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ for service. We are all being prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We know that in our life, we prepare for everything. We prepare for a job interview. We prepare for an exam or many. Even we prepared ourselves before coming to church. Hallelujah. Yeah. So for the service unto God, it needs preparation. Even Jesus coming to earth needed to be prepared. Even though he was the Son of God, yet still he needed preparation that the Lord has to help him through from age 12 to before his ministry began at age 30. Amen. The book of Genesis makes us understand what man lost in the garden. We lost dominion over the earth. God designed man and created the earth that man should have dominion. We lost it. The first Adam lost it. It needed someone just like Adam to restore what man lost unto man. That's why Jesus came as the second and last Adam on earth to redeem us from the bondage of sin. Before someone can be equipped or anyone created by God on this earth to be equipped for ministry, that person needs to accept the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him in his heart or her heart, to repent from everything and come unto him. Jesus Christ brought a kingdom that we all need to enter. And the gateway for us to get into the kingdom is through salvation. So the greatest need for an unbeliever is salvation. You may give an unbeliever anything in this world. If you fail to give this unbeliever salvation, you do not help this person. And moving on, we are still being equipped. We are all. The greatest need for a believer is transformation through discipleship. Transformation. Paul said, "Been renewing our minds." We renew our minds. We transform by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. And transformation can only happen in the church. In the church, we come to have an encounter with the Lord. It's in the church that we get transformed. In the church that we get the basic doctrine of Christ Jesus. According to Hebrews 6, 1 verse 2, talks about the basic doctrine of Christ Jesus. So Jesus being prepared for ministry, he had to go through the laws of Israel to be equipped in that area. So that when we fast forward his ministry, he'll be questioned by the Jews or by the Pharisees about the law, that he will give an answer to them. So he need to go through their laws, what they know, that he'll be able to take them to what they do not know. So in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9, devil is a liar. Okay. I'll use this. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:1-9, it describes about the commandments of God. The commandments of God. The basic of this commandment is love. Everything you do in life, God expects us to love Him and love everyone. But the book of Deuteronomy only gives us how to love God with all our minds, our hearts, everything. Jesus taking them from what they know to what they do not know. They know the Ten Commandments. They know the laws of Moses. They knew everything about the law. So when Jesus was questioned in the book of Mark, thank you. The book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28 to 34. Jesus had to refer to them what they know. They knew about the Ten Commandments. So he had to summarize everything into two laws. Say, love the Lord your God with all your mind, your will, everything about you. That's the unconditional love of God. Then the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. It's like the cross. We loving God, then loving our neighbor as ourselves. That's the cross. Loving God with all our hearts, all our minds and everything, and loving one another. It's easy for us to love God, right? But difficult to love our neighbor. God wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Hallelujah. So when you come to the kingdom of God, you don't, let's say in the kingdom of darkness, you used to celebrate any festival that you please. You used to celebrate Halloween, right? Yeah. When you come to the kingdom of God, you have to repent from all these things. Repent from all the things of the world and come to take the culture of God. You cannot bring the culture of the world into His kingdom. That is not allowed. In the kingdom of God, there is a culture. There is a way of life in the kingdom. So we need to be nurtured, to be discipled, to be transformed into the likeness of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This basic doctrine that we need to know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, I want to just brush through that we move on. Hebrews 6, verse 1 and 2. That's the basic doctrine that every transformed believer must know. Every transformed believer, if you call yourself being a transformed believer, you've been a Christian for a long time, if you don't know this, then there has to be a mark for our transformation. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. The first one is repentance from dead works. You have to know that repentance. I'll not go into it, just mentioning this because what I have here is more for us to handle. The second one is faith toward God. Third one, the doctrine of baptism, that's water baptism. The other one is for us to know the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. After the dark ages, when God raised a man called Martin Luther to restore a certain truth about this revelation. From that time till our time, God still chooses a man to restore a certain truth that has brought about many churches in our world. They are not wrong. They are only in to help us understand a certain truth about God. We hear of other churches, the charismatic movements, the evangelical movements, and everyone is sent to reveal a certain truth of God to the body of Christ, and we need them for our growth. Hallelujah. So the greatest need for a transformed believer is empowerment. Hallelujah. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit through his giftings. As you become a Christian, and you know these basic truths about Jesus Christ, about his love, and about everything that concerns to godliness, life and godliness, we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's the giftings of God. We need to be nurtured in these areas that God can use us to do his work. Amen. As believers, we know and we may yearn for his giftings. God prepares someone in the giftings before he sends. Are you called to be an apostle? Are you called to be a prophet? Are you called to be an evangelist? Are you called to be a pastor? Are you called to be a teacher? You need preparation before service, before ministry. Jesus has to go through this stages. Even at the age of 12, he was exposed, but that was not when he ministered. He had to wait for 18 years to be prepared. He needed to be nurtured in the doctrines of Israel, the laws of Israel. So after coming of age, he then came to give out what God has sent him. If you are called into this areas, these offices, the ascension gifts, having these ascension gifts of Christ Jesus, we need to be matured. How do we be matured in these areas? We need to yield for the training by the elders of the church. Hallelujah. We need these gifts to help us serve well. The greatest need for an empowered believer, character and humility. You may be a prophet. We've heard of many prophets. Some began well, then they end up being a disaster. When you have these gifts, the fruit of the Spirit must be in place. You need to be nurtured to be grow into these areas. That when the gifts man may not destroy you, because having these gifts, you are exposed to many people. So with that exposition, your real character will come out. Many people will see it. If you lack self-control, when anyone asks you a question, you just become angry. You saw the person. According to Akamfongoma, Tiba ko tichemu miensa asema watre ewo hono se wadom eden ko fo beba ba usuban bepam omako. Amen. Your anointing will bring the souls, but your character will drive them away. So it's needed for the saints of God to build ourselves in character and in humility. When the spirit of pride comes, you will not see it. You may think you are still humble. When anyone tells you anything, gives you any advice, you will not see it. You may think you are humble, but you are at that higher level that you don't think about anyone's advice. I can describe pride to be anything, you're rejecting anything that helps you to get to the top. When you reject any anything that helps you get to the top, that is pride. You've gotten to the area of pride, and that is not good. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, we don't only serve in the church. God has anointed businessmen, like apostles in businesses. He has anointed people in agriculture. He has anointed people to governments. These are all parts of the kingdom. A businessman doing the business in the kingdom way to take dominion over the earth, to take dominion over every territory that we belong. Wherever you find yourself, your home, that's it. That's your territory. That's what God has given unto you. You have to minister in there to take dominion. Don't allow the enemy to take dominion over there. You are in charge. Wherever you find yourself in your family, is the devil threatening you? You have to take your ground. You have to stand and say, devil, no way, I am in charge. The Bible has given me this authority. He said, you shall trample on snakes and scorpions and the powers of the enemies, and nothing by enemies hurts you. By this authority, you stand and take charge. You are in charge in your family. You don't allow anyone speak evil against you. You have to stand as a kingdom ambassador on earth, as a kingdom ambassador in your territory. You take charge. Amen. God anoints you as a businessman, let's say at your workplace. Let's say God has gifted you with the gift of prophecy. And at your job, it's your CEO or a manager wants an advice. You ask God for it. God gives you this word. And the person takes this advice. And the company gets more profits. What will the manager or the CEO take you for? He might make you his personal advisor. That's a way of establishing the kingdom of God in the business. So we've taken the business onto God. We're making God to have access in that business. So in the kingdom of God, everything that we see, we hear, we do, we take everything unto the Lord. Amen. According to Joel chapter 2, verse 28, the Bible says, he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters, the children's service and the GY shall prophesy. The YPG and the YAF shall see visions. The men's fellowship and the women's fellowship shall dream dreams. This prophecy has to fulfill in our lives. We are part of this prophecy. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, may the word of God that has said in this written word be our portion now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are taking possession of this and taking territories for God. The Bible says that the kingdoms of our world be the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we take dominion in our places, our homes, in our workplaces, in every place that we find ourselves, we give authority of God in that place for the glorification of the Lord Jesus. So having been transformed, empowered, and matured, that we do ministry in the kingdom. Ministry is not limited to the church, as I've said, but wherever we find ourselves, our lives, marriages, families, homes, streets, communities, workplaces, and everywhere. Jesus said we should occupy till he comes. He also said we are the light of the world and not of the church. So we may need some giftings to be demonstrated in the church, but the main ministry is supposed to be outside the church. We come to church to receive instructions to take dominion over the world, wherever God has placed us. Shall we rise up? What have you heard? What have you learned today? Jesus restored a kingdom to us, and he has given us the authority to whatever we bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. You have to take dominion now. Is there anything bothering you? Is there anything that the enemy has set the eyes on to destroy you or to destroy anything? The Bible says the thief does not come but only to steal, to kill, to destroy. When nothing is worth stealing, the devil will not come. Because you are worth of something, the devil comes in to steal. Be encouraged that you have something worth it that the devil wants to steal. At this moment, you take your ground by the divine authority in the name of the Lord Jesus and bind anything that the enemy has against you or anything. Take dominion. Make new laws. The king, the words of a king are laws in his territory. The words of a king, everything you say become laws in your domain. Everything you say become a constitution in your domain. Where is your domain? Your domain is your body. Your domain is your family. Your domain is at your workplaces. That's your domain. Take authority. Exercise this authority and declare and decree. And it is written that you shall declare a thing and it shall be established. Whatever you declare now shall be established unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we take dominion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the atmosphere, we bind spirits, evil spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Is there anything going on? Father, we take dominion. We take dominion. We take dominion. We take dominion. If the enemy has used anything to put anyone in bondage by divine authority, Father, we pray, oh God, for a release. A release in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is anyone sick? Father, may from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, we cause healing unto them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever in the body, whether in the blood, whether in the bone, Father, we speak life into it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone being cursed, your word says a causeless curse shall not stand. Father, we pray, oh God, anyone cursed in here be averted in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone in shackles, Father, we pray, God, we release them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone battling anything, Father, with the grace in the house and the anointing upon my head, Father, we declare, oh God, for victory over them in the name of Jesus. Lolo shalabranda da bada baha. Libaradus kelevrenda da bada bada boho. Rabalalalabo shalalabada bada 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 baha. We pray, oh God, that your counsel stand in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's whatever you have declared upon our lives. For it's been fulfilled in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we declare that your counsel stands in our lives. We declare we live to fulfill your purpose for our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone's spiritual sensitivity that is dead, Father, we pray, oh God, may they receive your life in the ear, life in the eyes, life in every part of the body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Father, we bless your name. Father, we adore you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the access you've given unto us to have dominion over everything that we see or we dwell in. We bless your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.